Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I sit in front of a small group which has become family. You've now been exposed to a great deal of information in these days we've been together. Yesterday, you were exposed to a culture. That is, the Italians were in the seminar along with you. You got to feel and see, perhaps, cultural response instead of personal response in a small group. All of these things are cumulative. That is to say, they go into your psyche, and at some level, they help you to make decisions. Decisions just for you about integrity, light, the things that touch you, the things that are most important to you. And yet all of them wrap into one piece of information, and that is, how do you see your relationship to the Creator? And hopefully this is beginning to become sharper in that which is your decisions. And what I mean by sharper, I mean clearer, more in focus. And in that, I would like to encourage you not to make up rules. That is to say, when things get clearer for you about your relationship to the Creator, don't make a list. For there is no list that you could possibly make that would be as grand as what your heart feels. The soul that has your name on it right now in your body in this lifetime has a unique formula for the relationship of you with God. That means that there is no organization or system that is ever going to be able to fulfill everything for you. The relationship to that which is the Creator is not like taking a generic pill. There is no one size fits all. You are so absolutely unique, totally unique. And this is driven by how many times you've been here. What have you done? What have you learned along the way? What fears have you walked through? So many of the things that are common to you are fearful to others. And that's because you have dealt with this. You have slayed the dragon of your own fears in so many ways. And here you are rubbing shoulders with others yet to do those things, and yet they have slayed dragons that you have not. These are metaphors of walking through puzzles and fears and things that perhaps you can help one another in. That's why the family creates bigger light when they're together than alone. And this should simply be spiritual logic. What you can do together to create a compassionate wave for this planet and those pieces and parts of the planet is amazing. More than you could do alone. And when you have a like mind of coherence, it's almost like you combine the experiences of your Akash. And that combination is a super soul, if you want to call it that, with super light, if you want to call it that, which is able to put light in places on this planet that need it so much, that perhaps have not seen it before. And that leads us right to the crux of this message. It's really difficult to tell any group of people, those listening or those here, about something which is a brand new paradigm, something that has not existed before. And what makes it so difficult is that the bias of history is still upon humanity. Humans still expect the past to drive the future. And if somebody said, what's going to happen to the planet tomorrow, they would gather up their history books and say, well, here is what history says we normally do. And that is a bias because that is not what you're going to do. You will not be revisiting the old energy. In fact, the thing that really changes is the balance of dark and light. Now, we have said this so many times, and yet it is a concept which still is difficult for some. So I'm going to give it again in a way that perhaps you can understand. All through your life, human nature has been human nature. And I mean by that, you expect things, you know things, and things are a certain way. And in that, there are always contests, for instance, with politics or corporation or even friends with friends or family. And there's always been a slogan, a saying, an axiom that says this: nice guys finish last. And you know what I'm talking about. That you have to be a certain way. You have to push a certain way. You have to step on people a certain way. You have to insult your way to the top. You have to make so much noise that people will push you to the top just to get rid of you. And that, dear humans, is an old paradigm. It's an old paradigm of every system that you have on the planet that would apply to. Because suddenly, that doesn't apply. And slowly, you're going to see something on the planet, country to country, human to human, system to system, and that is this, that integrity will start to show itself and be as strong as any force that has ever guided humanity. You are already starting to see it. The planet is starting to honor those with integrity. I've said this before. Can you imagine a political contest where the one wins who is the one with the most compassion for the other candidate, for the one who would never insult them, for the one perhaps even when they campaign would bring the other name up and said, this person is a good person. I believe I can do things better than this person, but that doesn't make them wrong. This person deserves to be in the race because they're good at what they do. Where have you ever had that happen? And the answer is not very often. And when it gets to the top, the highest leadership of the highest leadership, the insults fly. Lives are ruined in the process. People are stepped on in the process. And that, dear ones, you're going to watch modify itself. And I'm telling you, there'll come a day when those with the highest integrity and compassion, the nice guys and gals, are the ones that the public will put in charge. And they can't fake it. They cannot fake it. They cannot say one thing and do another, not in this day and this age. So light is beginning to show itself in such a different way that you're going to see leadership, not just elected, but appointed. Start being appointed because the light wins. You're going to see people gradually elevated to higher places that can do magnificent things. because they are compassionate and they care. And it's going to switch the way you think things work. It has already begun. There are those who are specialists in corporate consciousness, looking at how things are approached in order to help one another, to help those in the corporation, to help the customers. So everything is a win-win situation in everyday life of selling and buying. This goes with trade organizations, political organizations. You're going to see it move country to country. You're going to see benevolence win over arrogance. You're going to see benevolence in things you never thought before. There will be countries brought to their knees because they're not in integrity. And the rest of the world looks at them and says, when are you going to get it? We want honesty. We want integrity. We want peace. And if you can't give us that, you don't deserve to lead at all. And that's new. And that's never occurred on this planet. And you know it hasn't. Because it's not the basis of human nature. The basis of human nature has given you war after war after war. We sit in a place that is unusual. And I will say it again, because I've said it in this very place, in this room, at this table before, that Francis of Assisi had light. He was a forerunner, a wild card. He showed so much integrity and light to others around him that even priests in the church were won over by his purity. Can you imagine such an energy? Some of you felt it as you drove into this and you looked at the fields and you said, this is different. I feel different. Something's here. It's not an accident that this is the area he chose, for the ancients have been here. In this place, feeling this energy, knowing it's a perfect place to generate new paradigms of peace and compassion. And Saint Francis did that without credentials, without ordainment. He was a natural for God. And the integrity he put above doctrine. And he took the Pope to task over non-integrity issues. And what he asked for, he got. He got his hospital. He got the Pope to change the way the Pope did things. He changed the world. And he did it with light. Now, a wild card on the planet can do those kinds of things. But you'd say, well, an ordinary human being has difficulty. And you'd be right, especially in his time. But now you come to the shift. And suddenly, the wild card's light is your light. For it's seen differently, works differently, and changes the planet. Watch for these things. It's slow, dear ones, slow. Slower than you want. But the earth will start to respond to benevolence, to compassion, to honesty, to integrity, to moves of peace, putting together instead of tearing apart, making differences between countries, and figuring things out that don't work now, instead of simply cutting off from the others. There was a time, dear ones, when you couldn't solve an issue, and so you went to war. Or you couldn't solve an issue, so you simply backed out and ignored the other one. You can't. You really can't. It'll be shown soon, even, how this works or doesn't work. There are puzzles within all things coming that have solutions that were never there before. I'm telling you, there are solutions to problems that you think are unsolvable. And the difference? A different paradigm that people have not thought would ever work, where the good guys win. That is what you're facing on the planet. But dear ones, it has to start with you. And that's what you're facing at home and individually and with each other. Understanding, tolerance, and expecting benevolent things in your life. This is the light that's going to spread from human to human to human. The children and the grandchildren will look at you and they will see change. They will see that you are compassionate, the way you talk about others, the way you behave yourselves in difficult situations, how you handle issues and problems, how you treat them as equal human beings created by God. These are new. And this, dear ones, is the answer to peace on earth. It's only begun since 2012, brand new, babes in the woods, on a learning curve that you've never been on before. But you're sitting in the right place to feel the results of it. Most of you do. You don't feel Francis, you don't feel the churches. You feel the energy that is here, of the wild card, of purity, of light, of changing the planet, one human at a time. And so it is.